Five Tips for Creating Character Voicenalities by Katie Lee. As a character voice actress, I'm often surprised by how many different voicenalities I'm able to create week after week. First, let me say I use the expression voicenality, not only because it's cute and catchy, but also because it expresses how character voice actors don't just create voices. In fact, we create a voice along with a personality. As my buddy Jess Harnell likes to say, voice acting, little V, big A. Basically, we ask ourselves who we are, why we do what we do, and how we feel about ourselves, our situation, and the people we're with. What is our attitude? We also imagine our history, our physical being, and quirks we might have. Here are five tips I use regularly to discover new character voicenalities that you might find helpful as well. Number one, read everything first. There could be a little or a lot of information in the character description provided, but you don't want to miss any informational nuggets that will help propel and stimulate your imagination. Look for all the adjectives and adverbs. Read the description of the show and any information about where and when the action takes place. Then, take a moment to imagine yourself in such a place, situation, or time, and how you would relate to it as that character. For example, if you are a child in an enchanted forest and you're shy, you may interpret your experience differently than if you were inquisitive and outgoing. Number two, study the accompanying visuals. I really appreciate when drawings of the character are included with the copy. The artists and producers probably went through many hours of fine-tuning what the characters will look like. Every nuance you can notice will be helpful. What does your character look like? Do your character's eyes sparkle? Is the character big or small? Do they talk out of one side of their mouth? These are physical characteristics that you can mimic with your own face and body to help create the voice. The description and the visuals will also give you an idea about the pace and pitch of the character's speech. Sometimes, character voice actors can even play with the opposite of what appears to be an obvious approach to the character to add an element of humor and/or surprise. Number three, play with sounds, not just the words. All audition sides include dialogue. The question is, how can we make our audition stand out from the rest? One of the ways I try to liven up my reads is to consider what signature sound the character might make. Is the character you are auditioning for an animal? What sort of characteristics does the animal have that might inform their particular voicenality? For example, I created the voice of a hummingbird that is very hyperactive and excited. And when he enters, exits, or is really excited, I add a few amusing trills amidst the dialogue, gasps, and surprise sounds to make him more fun and entertaining. Another way to enrich your read is to make sure you add efforts, breathing, mouth noises, and body movements to make the delivery more believable. If you're lucky enough to have the stage directions, you must include them in your vocal performance. These extraneous sounds are sometimes included in what are referred to as efforts. If the script says that your character sighs, then sigh. Sometimes it's even more effective when we add the efforts on the lines instead of just in between them. If the character is big and heavy, his or her breath might be labored. Maybe the character has a cold or is just someone who sneezes. Allow your imagination to play with all the possibilities and have fun fleshing out all the nuances you can. Number four, use your body. Contrary to what some may think, voice acting can be just as physical as stage or on-screen acting, sometimes even more so. In voice acting, your instrument is your entire body. Feel your body take on the characteristics you see in the drawing. Our challenge as voice actors is to follow the rules of the studio road, so to speak, while bringing the action to life. What I mean by that is, while we can't make any extraneous noises with body parts other than our mouths, i.e., we can't stomp, clap, snap, that's done by a Foley artist or the engineer, it's still required that the listener hears the physicality leading up to the line and incorporated into any actions. For instance, If our character is supposed to kick something, then we must kick. Or at least move our bodies as if we are kicking, with as much effort as is required in the scene. If the script says he throws a rock, let's hear you do it. And please, really go all out to match the action with the same intensity you would use in real life. Put your whole self into your reads, including any body movements. If you're a chicken, act like a chicken. Flap your wings and strut. Of course, you must do this while staying on mic. If you are giving a speech in front of thousands, hold yourself as if you were actually doing just that and mimic the action that you are portraying. 5. Connect to your feelings and senses. The final thing to bring life and truth to any character is to connect, not just to the character's description, but also to the character's heart. See and feel yourself as the character. We need to be clear about how we feel about ourselves, our environment, and the other characters in the script, and what is happening. We need to allow ourselves to be vulnerable to our feelings in order for the truth of the scene to be revealed and come to life. We connect with our heart. This is the point where we really bring a bit of ourselves into each and every character we create. Whether the characters we play are
bigger than life
or true to life, they all still have an inner life, an emotional life, and reasons for doing the things they do and for thinking the things they think. Always ask why. When we know why we are thinking and feeling the things we do, then we know how to deliver the lines intuitively. That kind of understanding is the key to character development. Some call it intention. Remember to use all the information you can gather to give depth to your characters. The script, the character description and artwork, the stage directions, physicality, and your own experience and emotional truth to help inform and create your own collection of voicenalities.